Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You're going to want to stick around for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. He's coming up next. And if you are Brewers obsessed these days, the miracle in Milwaukee, they just keep happening. There were about five plays yesterday in the Brewers face-off against the Pittsburgh Pirates that I was like, I can't believe that just happened. Again, the miracle in Milwaukee, if you want to continue to track those amazing Brewers, we've got you covered here on Civic Media. We've got Brewers coverage off WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and WCQM in Park Falls. And don't forget, Civic Media's newest Brewers affiliate, WBZH 96.9 FM and 910 AM in Hayward. Hello, Hayward. I know you love the Brewers just as much as I do. Folks, I promised some good news this afternoon. I don't know if it's good news. It's at least not utterly, completely depressing news, and it's certainly interesting. And I didn't know the backdrop of any of this, which is that the historic Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church, which is one of the oldest AME black churches in the country, actually owns, owns the Proud Boys logo and its trademark. Okay. And the AME church out of Washington, D.C. just filed a lawsuit against the Proud Boys for the Proud Boys' use of what used to be the Proud Boys logo and trademark. They filed this suit in the Southern District of New York yesterday against the Hudson Valley Proud Boys chapter, its president William Pepe, and 100 John Does, claiming trademark infringement. This is the latest in a five-year legal battle between the church and the white nationalist group, the Proud Boys. It came about back in 2020, at a pro-Trump rally in December of that year, the Proud Boys destroyed property of the church, along with another historically black church, during a very violent night in the city. Again, why they would do that and target historically black churches, I'll leave you to extrapolate the reasoning behind that from the Proud Boys. And in 2023, as a result of that violence by the Proud Boys directed at two historically black churches in D.C., a judge awarded the church $2.8 million in damages and condemned the Proud Boys, quote, hateful and overtly racist conduct. Well, the Proud Boys paid a whopping $1,500 of that $2.8 million damages award. And because they only paid that amount, the court gave the church the use of the group's name and symbols. How do you like dem apples, huh? I thought that was pretty interesting. And the court ruled that the church could seize money the Proud Boys made through merchandise sales using those logos. And what's even better here is that the Metropolitan AME out of Washington, D.C. actually started using the Proud Boys logo. It's that, like, it's a black field with, like, a gold or yellowish kind of crown, or sort of like the wreaths that they put on horses when they win races. Kind of looks like that with a big PB on it. Well, the church actually started using that and put the lines on it, stay proud and stay black. I love this. This is cracking me up. In the recent New York lawsuit, again filed just this past week by the AME church out of D.C., they sent a cease and desist letter to Pepe, demanded that they stop using the name and the logo. And again, they didn't stop using it. And they didn't stop selling merch with it. So the historic Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church in D.C. has sued the Proud Boys. I love it. By the way, Enrique Tarrio, this is the guy that led the Proud Boys. He has a deep and reverential respect for the law. No, that is sarcasm, of course, folks. In reference to the specific court order in that case where the AME Church sued the Proud Boys for destroying their property, this is what Tarrio had to say. I hold in contempt any motions, judgments, or orders issued against me. I wipe my patootie, but he used a different word for it. I wipe my blank with it. That's Enrique Tarrio showing deep reverential respect for law and order, and that's why Donald Trump pardoned him. And here we go again, folks. Absolutely unbelievable. We've got a great show for you all tomorrow. I'm going to kick off the discussion tomorrow by interviewing Ruth Conniff. She's the editor-in-chief of the Wisconsin Examiner. We are going to be talking about gerrymandering and the race to the bottom. What is even going on? Since when should it be the case that legislators pick their voters? But it seems that that's where we're all headed. We'll get you to weigh in as well. What do you think? Should Democrats fight fire with fire? Don't miss that spicy conversation with Ruth and each and every one of you. That's tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. That's going to do it for me today. Thanks so much for sticking around with me. I appreciate you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.